This is the second last day of our seminar. We are completing the course today and we are keeping one day tomorrow for some covering and question and answer or individual how we can implement the program in your personal life. And at Dhanvantari Dham, where I have my project, we are starting the course on Sunday. Yeah, that will be intensive course actually for 5 days. Yeah, four days course and 1 day gap. That will be more or less same but little advanced. Because that was already confirmed by some students, those who come from Germany. I spoke with them that I have to teach them and they have some Ayurvedic knowledge. So they already have the program fixed on in these days. So my VIHE course was finishing here and then one course we are doing there. So that's, we are starting from Sunday. That will start at 9 o'clock, it will go up to 5 o'clock and we have 2 break and Ayurvedic cooking lessons also in that practical classes. Because there I have it very easy, everything is naturally available, so some more practical, and work in practical way. So those who have, anyone who is interested, anyone of your friend, you can convey the message or anytime if you need any help, I'm here. We have done in the routine up to the lunch time, we were discussing last class which we left, that how much food should be eaten and the qualitatively the heavy and light food, quantitatively according to your stomach burps, consciously eating, chewing well, how you can get the burps. And I was explaining after evacuation when you feel real appetite. And in the eating I was suggesting that when you are hungry then half dessert should be taken in the beginning and half dessert you can take at the end, to keep east and west together. I tell you the reason why, because fire is good in the beginning and when you take the sweets and heavy food then it's easily digest. Also you know the right amount of the hunger which left, so you can fill with the light meal. And if you fill your stomach with the light meal and then you force yourself to eat the heavy meal as a dessert, then it's indigestion. So these are the logics which I did my best to explain you very nicely on lunchtime. And the water recommendation, generally you always have some soup or some dal with the meal, so some water is automatically goes. But with that I always suggest to keep 1 cup water plain. I won't recommend the drinks or the juices or the Fanta or Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Miranda or fruit juice or nectar drink with the meal. I will suggest just the plain water. Why the plain water? Because plain water help to clean the tongue. So you can taste differently the prasad. Like you are taking some potato sabji, after that you want to go in raita in yogurt preparation, then you just sip little water to clean your tongue, not too much drinking. So your tongue is clear. And when you take the another taste, you have full flavor. So you feel and you enjoy it. And that's why you stimulate your digestive enzymes. When you go from raita to sweet rice, it's totally different. So you should clean your tongue and mix it here. That's the way we keep. So like 3, 4, 5 times and you can sip little water. It's consumed just 1/4 cup or 1/2 cup. But if you're sipping the juice, then your tongue is coated with the juice flavor. Like you want to drink the sweet rice and you have sipped the orange juice before that, your tongue is covering with this orange juice And then on top of that sweet rice, it makes funny taste. It's not sattvic taste, it's rajasic taste. So these are the reasons to aware your subconsciousness brain about the proper reception of the tastes, so it can work properly with your digestive glands to ready the digestive enzymes for digestion. And at the end, you can clean your teeth and things. So water is always be nice to, after finishing your prasad, you clean your teeth nicely, wash your hand, and same time you rub your hand on your face with the eyes. There is a three logic behind it. Generally, we take the prasad with the hand, and our prasad is made by cow ghee, or the deshi ghee, or the pure ghee. So we always get the ghee in our finger when we wash, and some ghee is still left. And when you do this thing, then you get the touch of water, which is cooling the fire of the pitta, because you're moving the, chewing the food nicely, so you adjust it. That relax you, this temporal reason and this bone. And with that, because your hands have some ghee which you apply in the eyes, which give the light in the eyes, and it keep preventive, it's a prevention for the vision, and you feel immediately fresh, not lethargic. Yes. No, I'm saying after eating prasad. After eating, where you cut the chili? So you have to wash the hand before you take prasad, because this chili can burn your tongue also. That's why I'm saying you should have to be careful. When you wash, you apply some ghee on that. If you are that much sensitive with the chilies, you should apply some ghee, and ghee will, because that chili which you can feel in the hand, it can hurt your fingers and nails. That goes through the skin also. So this is not right thing. So the people, those who have sensitivity, whether that they get the chili or something strong effect with the finger, it means their circulation is receptive to receive it. They have to always apply some ghee before chopping, before cutting the green chilies. So when they apply, so green chili will not affect, because the lubrication of the oily surface of the skin. And afterwards you wash your hand, and still you can apply some ghee, and then you have taken the whole meal with the sweet rice or some dessert. So when you are applying the dessert with your hand, the effect of the chili, if left, it will over. And then I'm not saying you put your finger inside your eyelid, I'm just saying on top of eyelid, like that. That much prevention you can take. And if still you feel burning sensation, you try to use less chili. So after finishing your meal, do this thing and make a habit to go to urinal to pass urine. Because there is always be urine in the bladder, but when you eat the prasad, it will physically force and then it comes out easily. So it will not disturb you during the work, because 4 hours you have to work after the lunch. So it will not disturb in the work, and at the end of the finishing the work, you will further feel to go to the urine, no problem. Same way, after the breakfast, you should make the habit to go to the urinal. These are the habits. When we go, it's not to pass a stool, just to pass the urine. The same time you feel, if little wind is moving by the pressure of food, it will comes out, which not disturb during the work and during the temple or some meeting. That's the way to manage. After that, when you're finished, then after 3/4 or after 1/2 hour, you allow to drink some water. Because at that time, the digestive juices have been mixed with the food, and your fire is high. I mean, this combustion have been take place, so some you have natural thirst, and then you drink water. Just in the beginning, if you drink the water, just in the beginning of lunch if you drink the water, or just right after the meal if you drink the water, it diluted the digestive juices or you can say it's lower the digestive fire. That's why we prevent it. Yes, Prabhuji. Before the meal, 1 hour before, I have already recommended around 11 o'clock to drink some plain water rather than have a tea, coffee or juice. 1 hour. Yes, 1 or 1.5 hours.
But after evacuation,
yes.
But No.
Evacuation have done in the early morning in a proper hygienic healthy condition. But if you are trying to manage yourself just in the beginning, mostly 90% people are passing the stool after the breakfast in ISKCON. I mean, not in ISKCON, but sorry, my patients, 10% you are still away from that. I mean, you will find only 10% people, those who are passing a stool 3 o'clock. That's I mean. 90% people is passing a stool after Mangala.
Actually, what is my question?
Yeah. That you are saying that to passing a stool before. No, if the people, the people, there is some variation in the constitution. Some people just feel great in one time passing, if the evacuation done properly. If they have main lunch meal, main lunch meal, light breakfast and main lunch meal and light dinner or some fruit, they have evacuation 3 o'clock perfect. Because the lunch have been, after a time period of 16 hours, it has been moved to that way. But for example, if people are eating 2 times or 3 times, generally the normal phenomena of the digestion is that you evacuate in one time. But in some cases, because sometimes you are in so rush, you are so busy, that morning bowel is not properly cleansed. And if it is coming in second time in the evening or afternoon or after lunch, it means not that you hold it, wait for next morning. You should clean it out. But when you regulate it, you will find it is coming in morning and you feel fresh. I was giving the example, some devotee told me that how much they was dedicated for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada say passing a stool morning time is good. So they hold the stool. If it come previous night, they hold overnight and pass next morning. Somebody was telling me in Alachua, I have not said this thing. That was a dedication. Anyway, it might be somewhere some devotee have done, might be. Then they start to. Yeah. So it's a mechanical process that, no, I should not allow the second time I will be bhogi. I don't want to be bhogi. I am a sattvic yogi. But this is rajasic yogi. You are holding. Still you are rajasic, forcing your body. Yes, Mataji. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yogi bhogi.
Don't try for fasting once.
Yeah. Yogi, bogi, rogi. You be a devotee. Don't be yogi, bogi, and rogi. Yes. Well, when we have a 2-time meal like 9 or then you take brunch, you are always escaping the lunch. There is no lunch time. There is a brunch. And then there is a 5 o'clock. In between that, you can take some fruit. But according to Ayurvedic concept, is not so perfect. And according to the Vedic lifestyle, is also not so perfect. Because Rajbhog Aarti is 12 o'clock. We offer the prasad to Krishna, quarter to 12 or 11:30 or 12 o'clock. And then it comes out 12:30, which is right time for you to take chapati, dal rice, sabji, the Vedic prasad. But that's, we have made our system in that way that The temples, those who are existing overseas, the devotees, they take brunch in the morning and then they have to go out for, because they have to drive for hours, and then they distribute the books and then they come back by the evening, by the whole day work. So in that circumstances, however, whatever, they can keep the principle with them at the time of eating, still it is working and helpful. Rather than going worse side, try to improve your better side. I can just suggest this thing. Because we are in Kali Yuga. We have to work and be together. But the other principle you can follow. It means not that, oh well, I am not eating lunch, I am eating brunch, I am not following Ayurvedic routine, let's forget about everything. It's not right. When you are taking brunch, you can still practice the same principle of the lunch. Consciously eating, chew well, taste well, you know. That's the right ethic. And when your system have adopted this program, no problem. Yes. Standing and eating? I won't recommend. What happened? Your concentration is more to balance your body. When you are standing, you are not that comfort as you are sitting. That's true. So it means your brain have some attention on your physical body. Number one. Number two, the position of stomach is not in resting. Your gravitational force is bringing downward the whole belly. But when you are sitting with the posture, then gravitational force is not working much, because you are neutralizing, coming in contact with earth. But when you are standing in this position, your foot is close to the earth, but your stomach is free and bit far, which is putting the force there. So that's will not make a proper position of wind and air, and so it's not the exact position. And then if you are standing, you are holding the plate in your hand, so your concentration to manage the handling the plate, the food should not drop down. Your concentration will never come on tasting and chewing. And for example, for half an hour you are holding the plate which is full with the 20 kg prasad, 5 or 2 kg prasad, whatever amount you eat, how you measure according to your stomach size, then your hand is, you know, getting pain. And then you want to finish it quickly and you're throwing the food rather than chewing. You can't maintain two principles of chewing and holding the plate. So it's not the right position, right situation, right concentration, so it's useless. Yes, no problem. As long as you grounded on the floor. Chalky, no problem. Yes, no problem. Sitting in chair is also not 100% perfect position. I'm telling you the best ideal practice. And after that you can fallen down.
But it's better than standing.
Of course. But whenever you have opportunity, jump on that. Because when, how much you are away from the earth, that much mind will work. When you are sitting, you are seeing in this far and you are watching, your attention, your dimension of the energies are different. When you are sitting on ground floor, you are focused on the prasadam table. Because if you have to see something, you have to go like that. But when you are standing, you can watch it, what's going on in my office. But when you are sitting, you don't worry about what's going on in my office, what's going on my plate. So that is the basic concept actually. To bring the concentration and attention with you and with prasad, that's why it's have implemented in Vedic. Yes, Prabhuji, what's your question? Or it's over? Yeah, I already explained them. After finishing your meal, you wash your hand and then apply on the eyes. I explained this issue, might be you was missing that. And I have given the logic about it, why we do that scientifically. Because there is some oil and ghee which help to improve the eyes. And secondly, it improves the circulation and the circulation which increased, you know, the fire and the exercise work of the that's reduced. When you move your mouth, vata aggravates because it's tired. So vata, and when you apply the water, which is the earth, and water is the kapha, so it's work antidote with that. So after finishing your lunch, you have your fruit time, 3 hour or 2.5 hour time after the lunch. That is we call fruit time when we offer fruit offering for Krishna. That is the ideal time. Seasonal fruits are best. Fruit as a whole are best rather than juice. I mean, you can choke them, no problem, but with fiber. It's not very bad, but some days is okay, but don't make some days every day. No. Like, you have just papaya and chapati. But as I said, they need some lentils. You need some to complete a plate of meal which supply the all nourishment. Otherwise, you go to the doctor and give me protein pills, please. So better take the dal. No, you're saying boiling the papaya. Fruit papaya. Well, I will not recommend the fruit and chapati should be together. In emergency, you do not have anything, you make a fruit roll or just to feed. That is emergency. Apatti kale maryada nasti. You know, in the emergency, you have to protect your life. I'm not saying that. But don't make your life in emergency. Try to understand. You know, how we change the words. In emergency, okay. But if you are making your life always in emergency, then you will be in an intensive care unit of the doctor. Yes, ma'am. The fruits itself are digestive and appetizer. So, after eating is good helping. If you are taking some digestive thing and appetizer with the chapati, which is different gluten, the wheat flour is a different kind of gluten, then you need some spices like cumin, like turmeric powder, like mustard, like coriander to digest that gluten. So the digestive quality of papaya is not enough to digest the chapati. Make sense? That's why the fruits are not proper to take with chapati. It means you will not die. You can handle. But if you take every day, then you are missing something in your body which is called minerals. It's not going to? Amper means? Reduce. It's not like if you have practiced 10 days healthy routine and if one day you have done some mistake, this one day problem is not going to break down your sadhana. Sometimes I feel, devotee says, oh no, I don't go in town, it's strong maya there. I mean, devotee, when he live in the 23 hour in the temple, and when you go 1 hour, so 1 hour maya is strong than 23 hour sadhana. If we have the 23 hour sadhana, we can easily manage 1 hour maya. Otherwise, your 23 hour sadhana is not proper sadhana. You are just waiting for maya. Or you are fearfully just waiting for maya and chanting, maya is strong attracting me, maya is strong attracting me. So if we have some healthy regimens of the practice, for example, 1 month, 1 week, and one day if you have some circumstances, your body can easily handle. Your body will immediately tell you that you have done something wrong, so which will you will miss the right thing and then you will like to do the right thing. That's I mean to say. After 2 hours. Or fruit can be taken as a dessert. Yeah, at the end. Sweet fruits. Because dessert means sweet. In that you can take dates little bit or some sweet papaya. But not like oranges, not like apples, not like banana is also not recommended after prasad. because too much starchy and carbohydrate. And you have already eaten plenty prasad, so. Because you see, there is a fundamental difference here. I say dessert is in first, and that's why it's wrong. Fundamentally, I have said dessert is first, so I am not allowing the fruit is first. When I am saying fruit as a dessert, that is just only said for the after meal, not the before meal. If you have to take some dessert before, because fruits are lighter, and I am saying the things which are heavy, that should be used in the beginning. So fundamental difference is there. You have to understand this logic. If the dessert is like rasgulla, gulab jamun, rasmalai, malpua, halwa, they should take in the beginning first. But if you have a fruit dessert, that should be at the end, because it is light. Salad should be used as a plea to clean the tongue. When you have a like puri with some halwa, your tongue is coated with the ghee, which cannot be cleared by the water. You just chew the plain cucumber, it will clean it out. Yes? For example, like dressing with the... Actually, in the Western preparation, which salad I have seen also in the West, the devotees prepare, that is a replacement of chutney in India. You know chutney? We make the coriander chutney and this tomato chutneys. So this is just like a replacement of chutney with salad together. Because the tahini and the peanut butter mixing with something, and the, you know, the dressing, the avocado dressing, they have many dressings of the fruit salad. This is just like a kind of a chutney or soda vinegar, or they apply some sesame oil, some olive oil with some. These are the just like a lubricant on the salad. But actually salad is to help in digestion and fibrous food, to clean the oily things from your esophagus, from your tongue, and to clean it out. So if we want to use the salad for the total health purpose and want to enjoy, then we have to enjoy that deliciousness in simpleness. Plain carrot, plain, I mean, if some days you not feel to take plain salad, you can just squeeze some lemon or some coriander powder, or some your dressing of Western style is not a big deal, but very light dressing. Though you have to understand why we taking these things principally. The salad to clean the oiliness, water to sip the taste. So these are the two essential things which in between. So they have the logic why we using them. Yes. Yeah, that's the same principle. The heavy food, the ghee is heavy, and have some sugar and rice. It's right. No problem. No problem. I have said that half dessert in the beginning and half dessert at the end. This tradition which have been drawn down, it's after 100 and 200 years, it's have been gone that way. But basically, if you go in the sadhus, those who are practicing sattvically, the sadhu sangha, you know, they don't eat salt sometimes, they don't eat chili, onion, garlic, anything. Just curry, plain curry and rice, and they have a principle like one time they serve, and when they serve second time, they make call, and third time that's last serving. After that, no food will be served. And they have the first serving is with the sweet, and second serving with the wheat and rice, and third serving is with this sabji and spices. And they will finish it that way. They not eat chili in the spices, I mean, like a sabji or prepared. So there is a many way in paramparas, in sadhanas, the people, those who practice. But as you have said, in South India practice, that is absolutely right. The rice with ghee is like a heavy stuff which very good to balance the digestive fire. After that, you are not going to eat too much. you are going to only eat the right amount. And it controls the passion of eating. Sometimes we are so aggressive to eat the things that we finish the plate. You know. Yes, what's the Prashanta Mataji have question? Okay. I'm not saying dal first. The heavy means the dessert food. Like, you know, heavy, what is the heavy? The sweet things are heavy. Because sweet things are made by earth and water. Predominantly. Is that right? And kapha is also heavy. Like, so it's a kapha aggravating food. The kapha food, the sweet and earth food is heavy. The earth and water made food is heavy, which is sweet taste. So that is going to balance your fire. Basically what we do, sometimes we enlighten the fire to eat the raw ginger before meal. Many brahmacharis I have seen in the ashram, or they take some raw ginger before. Why they need to enlighten their fire? Their brahmacharya is not enough to enlighten the fire, or they need to take some support of ginger. In case of sickness, if your appetite and your digestion is weak, that is different situation. I am talking about very healthy situation. In the healthy situation, you should have to naturally feel hungry without any appetizer. Like mostly in many big feasts and big parties, people serve some soup. You know, some soup before, like Indian fashion buffet. If you go in the Indian buffet parties, they serve the tomato soup first. But this is just totally wrong, Akhoji. If you go in Western world, they have the beer or the whiskey or like so-called modern style of the serving of the food. They first drink and then they eat. But in our Vedic Sattvic style of the food, our fire in the healthy status should be very nice. We have to not enlighten it. How much we have, we need to maintain it. If we can maintain, then your fire will already feed your fire deeply. That's the mistake which we does here. Sometimes we enlighten our fire artificially and then we eat too much, and then it's heavy for us to digest and assimilate. You can enlighten by the ginger just your digestive fire. Is it right? Which is very temporary. But your digestion takes place on someone's body tissue level. How you are going to enlighten the fire of your blood level, muscles level, bone level? It's not going to immediately. That take time, 40 days gradually. So for that gradual enlightenment of the fire, based on your proper meal, based on your right amount of the meal, right quantity of the meal. What you are saying, Prabhuji? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, artificial, superficial. So at that time might be you take big feast, but who is going to handle this big feast? The ginger which you have supplied. If it is like that, then we can manage this symptomatically. So this is a symptomatical approach. When I'm trying to enlighten my fire with the soup or with the ginger juice, symptomatical, is it like an allopathic pattern? But Ayurvedic Vedic pattern, that your life should be enlightened in the presence of consciousness or the Atma. Aham Veshwa Naro Bhuttam Prananam Dehimasrita Pranapan Samayukta Pachamyahannam Chaturvidham. I am the fire of universe, I am the fire of all living entity, and I am only digesting the four type of the meal. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in 15th chapter, 17th or 20th good text number. So why it said? Because when we are alive, that's we are digesting. And in presence of that, how we are supplying the fire? By the spices. You have the cumin seed, you have the coriander powder, you have turmeric powder, you have mustard seed, you have ginger also in your dal or in your sabji. I'm not cutting any spices from your vegetables in cooking. Is that right? So these things are already going. So this is just like artificial stimulation. Eat for Krishna, not for someone. Bring always one bag with you and fill in your bag for your family. Don't eat alone. Please distribute the people, those who are waiting for you in the ashram or in temple. And when you start to fill your bag, the person is not going to serve you, I'm telling you. He wants to kill you, just that you eat it. So don't make your stomach as a bag. If you have some extra, carry your one bag. Many devotees carry 2 plates, 3 plates, 1 bowl, and they fill and hold in fridge for 3 days meal. They are very lazy to eat the meal. They don't want to cook at the home, so they carry the prasad for 7 days. I have seen one time, I don't remember which temple, but one devotee, he comes once a week to the temple. He lives far. So he buys this thermocol bags, you know, which mostly food packing. You know, the lunch pack, like a thermocol something. So he packs that 7 packs and he eat that. Is the 7 members? No, I'm alone. Why you can? Well, I come once a week. So what do you mean? I put everything in refrigerator. And then it's frozen and I put in microwave. When I eat, it's fresh Krishna prasad. It's not a problem. It's at least he have a Krishna bhakti. But it's slightly tamasic. It's tamasic bhakti. Because it's natural. At least, I mean, he can't cook, might be. He do not have facilities. At least he's maintaining his sadhana with that way. This is also right. But what I'm saying, the tamasic, rasic and sattvic. When you are sattvic, then you are totally healthy, no doubt about it. Whenever we go slightly rasic and tamasic, then we have tendency to be sickness and good friend for the doctor. So don't make yourself friend with the doctor. Make friend with Krishna. Krishna is the supreme doctor. He cut the disease of Maya. Doctor will just manage the money and do some panchakarma, cleansing your colon, get some 500 rupees more. Yes. So we have done the lunch. If you have some further question, we will further come. So after taking lunch, then there's a fruit time, 4 o'clock when we offer to Krishna. That's the best time. And then if you feel hungry in the evening time, you can take some light meal. That's according to your lifestyle, according to your program, according to your situation. Dinner should be always be half than lunch or less than lunch, definitely. If you do not have proper lunch, then you are going to eat something, you know. So just, I'm telling you the ideal and I'm explaining the circumstances. So, and then at the night time, so when the fruit comes, like during the work, you know, in between that you have a job. After that, you finish your work, which I have working hour, so your mind business is finished. And then you have a consciousness hour start after the work hour, the 4 hour for consciousness. In that, you have to, either you have some evening sadhana program, or you have to buy some bhoga for next day program, or you have to do some shopping and finish your work and come back at your home, clean yourself and cook some prasad, little light dinner, or take that, or you have some family responsibilities, or you have some society responsibility, you have some temple duties, whatever. You cover with that, or some round is left, you read, or some reading, some family management, whatever. You finish your work by the 9 o'clock. At the sleeping time, 15 minutes before sleeping time, in Ayurveda, 1 glass milk is recommended. And for all body constituency is right, the 15 minutes before or half an hour, whatever work, and that's 1 glass milk you can always be boiled and normal temperature, not raw milk. Milk should always be boiled and normal temperature should be warm, like. In the winter you can take little warm, but in the summer you just normal temperature. I'm not saying that don't take that much hot, but you don't take that much hot that you boil the milk and drink and burn your tongue or mucous membrane. I see the people just boil and their hand is burning and they're holding it and they're sipping it directly. But this is wrong actually. when you are mixing the
yeah,
that is just making cool down the temperature. The temperature is according to the constitution. The pitta person cannot accept very hot milk. Kapha person might can take little hot. Vata person is also cannot take too much hot. So that's your natural liking. But tongue should not burn. When you dip your finger, you can easily dip in that. That is called that much temperature. I'm not saying you cool down it or you just put in fridge. A normal means which you can easily enjoy. Not like you sipping and then you doing like that to directly sending in the brain. There's no any process like that which just go passionately.
No.
Yeah, how it goes to the brain? Because it makes the ojas after 40 days. But the devotee is sending directly. They take that's why I'm saying how much we are dedicated for Srila Prabhupada's instruction just right now. The hot milk is burned the mucous membrane. And you know there is a difference. The tongue have tolerancy. Tongue have tolerancy to cool down the things. But you are using if your tongue and mucous membrane and saliva, then your body have to release certain things more extra. And when if you can't hold, you sip it down, then it burns the mucous membrane. And then later on you have problem that you are getting ulcer with the milk. It's Ayurvedic doctor will be crazy. You're drinking milk and getting ulcer? It's just the rajasic bhava in the milk to taking too much. Yes, no problem. It's always true. Because the sweetener, the sugar which actually ideally recommended raw sugar, like a jaggery, like a gur. I'm not talking about refined sugar. Because the cane sugar, the raw sugar, which misri in the summer time, but not in winter time, because misri have cooling effect. You will produce mucus. But the gur is always be nice. Because it has lots of potassium, calcium, phosphorus and these type of thing. The mineral supply, which is quite a good laxative, so you can pass your bowel movement without any nature cure or some purgative or tripla pills or something. And when you take this, you can mix the gur or you can eat little gur and drink milk. That's very good and healthy. With that, if you do not have gur, you have just misri or some sugar, sweetener. According to the weather and according to the constitution, there's a three things suitable to add with the milk, like cardamom, black pepper and ginger, fresh ginger. I have already explained cardamom, black pepper and ginger according to climatic change, according to seasonal change. You know that. And according to the constitution, the pitta person can use the cardamom, because it's slightly cooling effect. And kapha person can use the ginger. Vata person can use the black pepper. Yeah. Like two pieces of the black pepper. Is it like one pinch of ginger juice or two drop of ginger juice. Something. Very little. Or if you have a combined three things, mixed spices, tridoshic balancing. That can be also used to make shortcut. But don't make too much shortcut. Yeah, and ginger for kapha, cardamom, the small cardamom. But whenever you use the cardamom, please use whole pot, not only the seeds, and crush the pot, always fresh crushing, because the skin of the cardamom is really help in digestive, and the seeds have flavor. So they work on the two places. The seeds help in the brain, and the skin help in the digestion in the stomach. So that's where you can drink milk. In the winter time, some grated almond can be put in the milk, which is very nice, nourishing and nutrition, and it relax the whole day tiredness. It's work like a sleeping medicine in the night time. If you drink in the winter, and when you have a normal temperature. In the winter, when you take hot temperature, it's actually, you know, heating things, making you fresh. Like a herb tea, hot milk, hot tea, it's make fresh. When you have a slightly normal temperature, it's slightly making you relax. You can feel the nature of the temperature. So that's help, and that's the way you, before you go to the bed. Yes. I explained that, I told you that it's have a calcium, this phosphorus, magnesium, all the minerals, and it's help when sugar goes with the milk, it work like a purgative to cleansing the colon. Sorry? Yeah, yeah. And sugar, the sweet, is always be increased kapha. And at the night time when you are sleeping, you are in kapha position, and milk help to increase the kapha. When kapha increase in the brain, that's why it secrete the diazepam in our brain. So without, when we have too much tension, anxiety, it's help to relax the brain tissues, and our kapha increase and we sleep. So sugar is sweetener, which bring the faster milk effect. Yes. Actually, it is slightly low immunity and resistance against the milk, but this milk digestion question, the allergies of the milk, some people have the dairy allergies. They have different type of lifestyle actually. But what I have found, if the people practice couple of years this self-healing and routine, and if they start to take half milk or quarter milk or like 30% milk, 70% water, and then they go, then easily after a couple of years they can accept it. I mean, it's obviously those who have allergic, they can't digest immediately. But if they practice all other things which I have mentioned in the whole routine, then everything will cooperate each other. Like massage, which I have recommended, it will develop your immunoglobulins and neurochemicals in the brain tissues. So immunoglobulins are immunity of the body which can fight with the allergies. So it's worked there. The mostly dairy allergies when people drink the raw milk from the cold fridge bottle. That is quite common and popular in the West. They drink just raw bottle milk. That's make immediately mucus, puffy eyes, and deposit hair, and kidney problem, and the water retention in the feet. Sorry? Yeah. Those who are allergic with that. Not all. But some of them they get later on. Heavy cholesterol deposit in the arteries. That is also the drinking cold milk. Because the cold cream goes in the cold milk, which is heavy molecules and it's not easily flow. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, send them India, Vrindavan. Send them Vrindavan. What I'm saying here, for those people I'm mentioning here, if they practice couple of year this healthy regimens program, then they can easily adjust like 30% milk and 70% water, that type of preparation. And gradually they will develop immunity against with that. Yeah, it's not natural way. They work on the granule basis, you know, very molecule basis and harmonizing, posturize, many. We have just cow milk, you have 5-6 bottle type of milk. One time I was staying in New Zealand with one family, and they are serving us prasad whole week. So I say one day, well, I will prepare the dessert for you. I know only how to make the carrot halwa. So I said, what do you need? They were very happy. So bring the milk and carrot and ghee and cardamom and cashews and raisins and ghee, sugar. They said, oh, that's nice. So they brought 4-liter milk. And that was just early days. Then I was first time or second time. They brought carrot and everything. So I make the carrot and I was very enthusiastically jump and We have a special Brijavasi recipes to prepare this carrot halwa. We boil the milk and carrot together. And we boil it that much, we make it condensed very hard. And then we make separate sugar syrup and is a right type of the syrup, and then we mix them and then we put some certain other thing. So I was boiling, all milk is burnt out, only carrot left, boiled carrot. When they come, they say, I was working 4 hours hard on the electric stove, which is burnt and sometimes up and down, you know, this finger, this round and stop like jalebi. So I was working on that and I took 3-4 hour time and carrot left, boiled carrot. And then I said, what to do? Where the milk is gone? And they will definitely saying to me. And when they come to eat the dessert, I said, well, look, I'm so sorry that my brain is not working in Wellington, in New Zealand. Well, what happened? But this milk is nothing actually. Where is the milk is gone? I don't know. Well, what do you mean? What do you want from the milk? I mean, what do you mean by you want from the milk? I want milk. Well, no, we have many type of milk. What do you want in milk? You want fat milk, you want low fat milk, you want full cream milk, low cream milk. I mean, I don't know this thing. So they brought actually blue top milk, which is just a water. There is no any fat in there. It's just white water. That's called blue top. So the water is evaporated and boiled carrot is left. What does Brijavasi do to make the carrot halwa without the condensed milk of mawa? So sometimes there is a lot of things actually. But the best cow milk, the cow have been kept in nicely, no problem. I'm proving all these things through the project. I'm not just saying and talking. The people, those who have... You went there? You went with me at Dhanvantari Dham on that day? Yeah. I'm not just saying that self-sufficient community and 1,000-acre land and nobody growing potato. I'm trying to prove Ayurvedic self-sufficient community that what I'm saying, it is possible. Although it is very hard and difficult in Kali Yuga to be live sattvically, but it's not impossible. I'm growing the vegetables and I'm growing the crops and I'm growing all the herbs in my garden. And this, I'm providing the food for my cows, which have been organically grown. And we are getting the milk and I'm treating the cardiac problem, the cholesterol problem through the milk ghee, with the cow ghee. According to the modern science, ghee increases the cholesterol. And if you prepare the ghee Ayurvedically or Vedically, it's not increased the cholesterol, it melt the cholesterol. I treat the cases which have high cholesterol. So the theories are true. It's just the mechanization, machinery, the machinization, the process to make the ghee and butter by the cream based rocks, that's have been actually industrial way. But life is not the industry. You cannot produce the kits in the machine. So have to be naturally concept. This all, I mean, Vishwamitra have also created the creation. If you are making clone of the dogs and clone of the human being, it's like a demonic rajasic nature of the brilliant people, no doubt about it. But I mean, like Ravana, he was quite powerful, and he was that much powerful that Ram have take long time to finish him. So these are the demonical energies which look sometimes true. These demonical power looks sometimes so true that we lost belief and faith on ourselves. That I'm alive due to this, what you call this cardiac machine, the pumping oxygen cylinder. I'm surviving on the oxygen cylinder. Sometime I lost my faith that I'm alive due to the Paramatma mercy. I go to the Apollo hospital and I'm on incubator, I'm alive, I forget Radharani, that I'm alive due to the Radharani mercy, or I'm alive due to this oxygen mercy. It's a physical relation that Maya is so strong that it's always divert our attention towards the Maya and break down our belief and faith from the sadhana. Yes. For what? What time dinner? Dinner should be 3 or 2.5 hours before your sleep. Minimum, at least 3 is best. So, no puff rice and milk together. That's the transcendental dish in the brahmachari ashrams. The puff rice crackers and have some bliss bar with the milk and some popcorns and milk. I also used to eat, not only you. No. Dinner is finished. Should be 3 hours before the sleep. No, milk is recommended at the night time. That's all. No snake. Otherwise you are whole night dreaming. Because it's produced the wind and you are dreaming. And dreaming not provide you sound sleep. And if you do not have sound sleep, you are still aggravating your vata in your mind and disturbing next morning of other devotees. Yeah, 6 to 7. Well, you are talking about the dinner of so-called modern society take 12 o'clock midnight. If you are going to ask the definition of dinner, that is midnight meal nowadays. You ask the people in the higher society. Yeah, their dinner start 10 o'clock, they start the drink. After that, the dinner, and then they die. Yeah, that's the pattern. Drink, dinner, and die. 3 dog with you. Which chapati? The chapati is not only one type of chapati. The paratha is a different way to prepare. When you have a paratha, the ghee is applied and is cooking. Is a semi-fried. It's not called deep-fried. Puri is a deep-fried. When you leave the chapati in the ghee, and paratha is a semi-fried that you apply and is still making on pan. Chapati is you not putting any ghee, just puffing with the water and then applying the ghee. So generally in my breakfast, you do not need to follow me. That's work with me. I take the paratha and milk. And that paratha and milk is a plain paratha, nothing mixing in there. And very light salt, which you not feel salty. And that light salt, when you mixing with paratha, I'm not adding salt in the milk. It goes with the gluten, which help to make it puff and proper recipe with that. But it's like my brunch, then my lunch is 12:30. I take 7 o'clock because I have to leave 7:15 at my home or 7:20. That's why I come 7:30 in front of MVD. 6 o'clock I take dinner, mostly 5:30 sometime. Sorry? Basically my quantity is half than lunch. And sometimes chapatis and sometimes that paratha and sabji. Milk at night time when I go back. Sometimes some sweets if available in family is not always be possible. Otherwise we take the gur, the raw sugar. No. It's wrong recipe. The mixing the milk in chapati. You mean? Milk powder? No. That's heavy. That we make like dal bati, churma. When you have to make the churma, then to make it softer, you make this milk in there. And then you have to cook it with the cow dung pastries. If you are frying it, is very heavy, but it should have to be cooked. It's a totally feast recipe, not daily recipe. The feast should not be used in daily routine. You can fight with feast when you practice 7 days routine. So that recipe is different. But Ayurvedically, for daily healthy practices, we recommend dough should be prepared just plain water with little salt. Yeah. With which? It's heavy. When you soak the chapatis in the milk, if you are practicing this regularly every day, then it's not good for intestine. Once a week, once a month, if you have a pancake, is not going to kill you. But if you are making everyday pancake, that's make your imbalances in the indigestion. And doshas are out of balance, produce more gases. One time you are producing gasic, another time you are holding gases. So this gas will blast you after 20 or 30 years. Yes, Prabhuji. How to break fast? In my student life, how I break fast? First I told you that. When we was kids, we was studying, we don't know the religious practices, how to practice. We know the fast means fast, that means fast. And we have to be hungry from morning to evening. And in the hostel, with our medical, all the medical kids we was studying, we cook 11 o'clock, night time, and as 12 o'clock sharp, we just start to eat. That's the student life. It's not the right thing actually. We don't know why we do that. But sometimes kids do the crazy thing. But what you're saying, the breaking the fast, next morning some grains preparation, which we already suggest in the brunch. Nirjala Ekadasi is just like, I think, once a year or twice a year. Or you do every Ekadasi or Nirjala. So you, those who do, please, if anyone of you do all the time Nirjala. No, talk about you, not your husband. If he is in class, then I will ask the question with him. Anyone who is sitting here, are they are practicing? If they're not practicing, then don't ask this question. No, sometime is agree. There's a two different thing. I know, once a Bhima Ekadasi, you know, is a Nirjala Ekadasi. Yeah. So, and that, like those who do regularly practice, they are habitual. They get habit to do that way. But generally when we do once time that way, the fast should be always broken with the little grains, but not eat too much grains immediately. Breaking in a one piece of grains, little cookies or something, that's a different thing. But don't eat too much heavy meal just after baking. It's wrong. Yeah, that's perfect. It can be done that way. Half milk, half water with mishri, which balance the fluid in the beginning. And then one grain, whether you take in the beginning or after, is... it's just the way of doing. After breaking Nirjala? If kapha person can use, but not other constitution. Because when you are doing Nirjala, your Agni is already enlightened. You do not need to enlighten the Agni with the lemon. Make sense? So logically, milk, half milk, half water with misri is the ideal. And unlogically, like taking lime water, they are just doing fast, not for a spiritual concept, they are doing just to cleansing purpose. A spiritual purpose always have cleansing purpose. But when we take the stuff on basis of that, that is slightly different than that. Yes, Prabhuji. afternoon?
After lunch,
drink milk.
Butter milk.
Butter. Matha, no problem. If you have buttermilk, but the lassi is not the buttermilk.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Most of the devotees get the buttermilk just every day from the shop, from Bhakke Vihari Temple Road. They make the lassi, say this is buttermilk. Oh, that's all right. I already told you one time when I was taking prasad with Chandrasekhar Swami from New Vrindavan, some Gujarati devotee, he brought the buttermilk for us from the Phogla Ashram front of shop. He said, this is buttermilk. Who told you this buttermilk? Well, the shopkeeper. I mean, that's great. He can bring you the anything and say, this is this.
Some curd and the water.
Yogurt, yeah. The dahi and water. So it's not right. So,
yeah.
No problem. No problem. I'm also recommending same way. It's not a problem. Yeah. Buttermilk is good after lunch. In the summer time, you can drink buttermilk in the morning time. But in general, buttermilk is after lunch is always good. It is digestive and nourishing. Sorry? It can be taken right after or after at the place of water. If you have a availability of the, if little amount, just after the meal. If it's a lots amount, you can drink. So, we after taking the milk, any other question? That Prabhuji come, then I will finish how to sleep. Yes. In which regard you are asking this question? For you, you have planning to do that, or you are just asking for those devotees?
I want to show this is right, so I never see, but I was thinking maybe it's good to cleanse the toxic body.
Under the guideline of physician, any fasting program can be done according to the problem. Should not be chosen by yourself. Just somebody does, so I does. Chanting, no problem. Some devotees does 16 round and 64 round, so I feel might be it is good. You do not need any recommendation. But for these things, you must need a physician recommendation. Because in certain diseases is recommended, certain diseases not. And certain constitution is recommended, certain constitution not. So certain weather it is recommended, certain climate it is not. Certain emotional situations is recommended, certain emotional situations is not. So, this should be have think about it before to do. Otherwise, not by mouth to mouth and does. One time one devotee start to cleanse with the olive oil and lemon juice to clear cleansing the liver, then whole temple doing same program. And every morning they have this. Everybody is explaining how much big stone comes out in the toilet. I'm not recommending, I'm just saying that how the people follow the fingerprints. So, anything which you practice to take care of your health should be under the guideline of bona fide physician. Just not on the basis of speculation. Or before you do, you should must analyze by yourself the person who have done, in which circumstances, for what purpose, and what kind of body constitution he have, in which month, and what are the reason behind it, and then what happened after, when he does, what was the symptoms and sign comes, what was the problems comes, and how he handle or not handle, and after later on how he break it. Just by hearing one time and you follow, it's a blind follow up. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, I do everyday service rather than you do once a year service. I will suggest to do the service of the vehicle every day. The people, those who plan the service for once a year or once a month, That is already we have in spiritual life, like fastings, like Ekadasi. Twice a month we have Ekadasi fast. But we should not feast the Ekadasi. Basically, fasting is converted in feasting. So we have to use that fast in fast way, not in feasting way. Number one. Number two, when you are fasting, what you remembering? Oh, I'm fasting. Just when the Ekadasi start, you start to feel hungry. Oh, today I have fast. Oh, today I have fast. Just psychologically, people just feel hungry. Just from the beginning. Might be other days you not eat whole day and then you eat the chapati at the end. You never say that I'm hungry. But especially on the fast, you must remind and remember, oh, I'm fast. Why is that? You should remember this thing for Krishna, that today is fast, so I have to make some more rounds or more chantings, rather than to chant more time what is cooking or what I have to eat. Now, what you were saying, that servicing the body once a while, if your lifestyle is like that you can't balance yourself in a proper routine way, then the people need this type of the services. If they are practicing every day the routines, then they are every day cleansing, every day servicing. Like morning cleansing program, I have explained how to wash the eyes, how to wash the ear, how to wash the nose, how to clean the knowledge sense faculty, how to clean the working sense faculty, then how to clean the mind. This is the Ubhayendriya. The mana is Ubhayendriya, which is working in between working senses and knowledge senses by the chanting and meditation. But physically you have to prepare yourself for controlling the mind. Yes. First you can check with some of the brahmachari, those who was there. If you're not clear, then I will help you. You can ask any other time. And we have tomorrow also one day. So if something, you can ask just in the beginning and I can explain this question, no problem. If you miss something. You was not on that day? So just revive first yourself what you know, and then what you are missing, then you ask. Not a big technique. No, I didn't explain any technique about that. You just pour the water and rub your body and done. I explained about the massage, how to rub the body. You can rub the body same way in the bath also. Yes. Sorry? Working senses is like cleaning the erectum, the anus, the genitals, and then hand and legs before you do the massage. Washing the feet and hands. I will be very happy to give all the questions answer. I have tomorrow just whole day for question and answer. Let me just make you sleep after the milk. I'm on my lecture. I just complete my 24-hour program, that we have drink the milk, how to prepare the milk. I have explained which temperature, which is spices. After that, before you go to the bed, the best procedure, you have to wash your feet, blow the knee. No need to take shower before you go bed. No. Why you want to take shower? Then you fresh. Then how you get sleep? That's the fundamental difference actually. When you do the massage, then tell me. When you practice the massage, then tell me this thing. Then you follow the Ayurvedic routine and then tell me how you will do. Otherwise, this is just an institutional question. What I'm saying, the routine which I have explained, when you try to slowly practice, and then let me tell, you are, you can, I'm saying, wash your hands, wash your face and neck, wash your lower feet and sit cross leg on your bed. This much cleansing is recommended in Ayurveda for restful sleep. But sometimes people take hot and cold water showers and take bath whole and then they sleep. I won't recommend after dinner any bath, after meal any shower. Because after eating, circulation is focused here. When you take shower and bath, then circulation goes in periphery. So you have indigestion. And then indigestion is more dangerous than sweat. If your body is sweating and you get more sweating, no problem. It's the morning time, you clean it out. Morning time, you need freshness. If you just take shower at the night and then morning time you won't take shower, it does not make routine. So, but before bed and before, so then you have too much dream also. Sometime when your body might be just down but mind fresh. After bath, there is a more freshness. You believe this or not? You not feel fresh. You feel always tired. No problem. You have your one program. You are practicing that. And with that, you might have health or you might have some problem in the health. Now, I have explained certain things. Try to adopt once a week to see which work better with you. Gradually adopt the manual. I'm not saying just change everything in a day. 10% program should be adopted. How many things I have told you to practice and to make adjustment, just practice 10% each 2 weeks. 10% each 2 weeks. For example, I have explained whole body massage. Might be it is not possible for you in the beginning to do whole body massage. It means start 10%, at least you do some massage on hand and little bit that, and then carry on for 2 weeks and how you feel. Then next 2 weeks you can go 20%, next 2 weeks you can go 30%, next 2 weeks you can go 40%. When you reach on 50% of follow up the program, then you try to reduce your, by the time you will be able to reduce your 50% previous habits. And in this, if, let me complete my answer. My problem is, I'm not objecting Srila Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada have mentioned you that you take shower before bed, I don't mind. I will 100% surrender. Please show me the booklet. Please show me the, then don't, please give me the proof. Somewhere evidence is, each word of Srila Prabhupada is recorded and have quoted in the books. If somewhere Srila Prabhupada have mentioned that, I have fully dandavat for him. I do not have any objection. If you do not have evidence, then I won't say, please. Might be you hear from somewhere and we just use the Srila Prabhupada name and no. If you have mentioned, I do not have argument and disargument on this point. But if Srila Prabhupada have mentioned, if Srila Prabhupada have mentioned that to take shower before bed, is that written that way? So then, I think our question is finished now. That you can do according to Srila Prabhupada. I do not have any problem with that. But if he have mentioned before bed, that's my point. Is that clear? My point is that before bed, you take 4 times, 5 times, I do not have any problem. I'm not saying don't take shower. You take shower after finishing your work. When you come back at your work and before taking prasadam, you take shower. But what I'm saying for health purpose, after meal shower is not so healthy. But if it is working with you, I do not have any problem. Because this is the individual personal lives. I'm explaining the manual, not something, and we have to practice the manual, which work. If not work, then we live in Kali Yuga. And just excuse for Kali Yuga. So, what was your question, Prabhuji? Just to complete the manual. So, you wash your feet, wash your hand, wash your face. You feel clean after washing this much. and then you sit cross-leg on your bed. 2 minute long inhalation, long exhalation for relaxing the nervous system. After that, you open your diary, the morning time which you have committed, what work you have to do. You open your diary and see that you was able to complete your work or not, which you started in the morning time. I think you have missed the day, Prabhuji. I say when you start your day after the breakfast, you should open your diary and put the work what you have to do today. You remember or not? Now you have to open your diary again, that how many work you was able to do today and how many you was not able to do. That is a checklist. Which work you have done, you appreciate to Krishna. Which work you was not able to done, you please humbly request to Krishna that give you power to do it tomorrow. And said that you can put in a next date or according to your plan of the date. And after that you pray, you lay down straight, 3 minute left side and 3 minute right side, and then you gone in sleep. You can do some chant, gentle chant. Some people have habit of reading couple of minutes before sleep. You can go with that way, but not intensive reading which put pressure on the mind and overnight thinking. So that's the way you sleep, and then morning time you further get up and start your routine. So that's where we complete a routine cycle. And I try to explain the important section of the routine to focus about sleep, lunch time, dinner time, breakfast time, and the work, how you have to operate your meditation and sadhana. This is, I try to explain a manual. Now, this whole program which I have teach you in last 15 or 16 classes, to make it in your individual life, you automatically practicing your own life, certain things, we have to understand some adjustment for health purpose. You have joined this seminar to improve your health, to heal yourself, to know yourself more better, how you can be more healthy. Am I right? Some program which you already practicing, if that's keeping you totally perfect, healthy, physically, mentally and consciously, wonderful. You do not need to adopt anything because that's the manual. If some people, those who have some physical problem and illnesses, or here and there their body gives trouble, then they try to understand according to the manual what mistakes we does and try to fix the problem. That's where they can adopt. Number two, whenever you have any problem, always watch your 3 meal before and 3 days lifestyle. Whenever you have any problem, any imbalances, any discomfort in mind, in body and in your consciousness, please always check your 3 meal before. What 3 meals? 3 meals before what you have eaten, number one. 3 days before routine, how you have lived. And try to match according to manual what you have missed and what you have over practiced and what food you have eaten. You will find the cause of the problem. So pragyaparada, don't misuse your knowledge. Don't repeat the cause of the problem in next following days. You will find your problem will disappear within 24 hours. You do not need to go to the doctor. That is called self-awareness about our causes of the problem. That is the basic principle to keep healthy body healthy. After that, if still problem not goes out, then you take the shelter of Ayurveda, second aim of Ayurveda, to treat the diseases. And some physician can help you. So that's where I cover up my most of the things which I want to explain, and whatever comes out in with the associations of all you great souls, those who are sitting in front of me, whatever your faces have asked me the question without asking, I try to explain by reading your faces that what you are enjoying and what you are missing. But might be so many questions left. I will be more than happy to answer, to help you in your confusions with so many sayings here and there, so many things which you have written in the books, many writers, those who have written so many things. Please ask, frequently ask, but in relation to your personal life and personal body. Then this program will be working very successfully. If we are asking this all the question regarding others people, this program have not designed for others. This program have designed only by to yourself. That is only my humble request. And you always welcome. Now 5 o'clock is here. If some time is more here available, I am happy to give the question and answer. If some classes is there, I don't know. Okay. We can go up to 5:20 for the question and answer. And tomorrow, again, I am sitting here. The people, my friend, those who have missed the classes or some missing the point, please ask. I do not have any problem to repeat anything. Thank you very much. Yes. First left side, first right side, and then you sleep, then you don't know how you sleep. Left side and right side, and then you got in sleep. After that, you do not need to focus about in which position you are. You question, Prabhuji? I am coming this side. Yeah. It is always be nice to, it will help to drink more water. Cleaning is not like too much cleaning, just spread out. Yes. No problem, but drinking water, not drink too much, but you can drink little bit, which always help to eliminate the toxins through the urine. And it supply the water. Overnight you are sleeping, you not drinking, so you dehydrated. Any question left after that, you can please note down. I will coming again. I'm just okay. Yes. Go according to your confidence of your body. If you are easily accepted, no problem. Yes. Yeah. You start to practice the regimens, your mucus start to reduce automatically. After practicing the routine, if some days your mucus will increase, then you check. Do you have any question? Yes, ma'am. I already explained to tongue massage. What? If your tongue is clean, then why you use the tongue scraper? That's tongue massage, or once a while you can use to satisfy your mind that I am missing my tongue scraper. Right. First you make position on left hand side for 3 to 4 minutes or 5 minutes, then you change towards the right hand side. If you get sleep in the left hand side, then you never change to right. And if you then you get the sleep on right hand side, you never. And after that, whatever happened, you don't know. You just wait for your alarm clock. I'm not saying that sleep on stomach. I didn't say that sleep on stomach is good. Yeah. If he have said no, then it means no. It's true. And one thing I would like to further request here, any quote of Srila Prabhupada, please put in the class. I will be very grateful. And I would like to read it and repeat it, that how we sometimes does mistaken to understand what's the meaning of it. I'm not good qualified in English. You know better English than me. But sometime, just let's see what makes sense and how it means. One devotee, he was very good teacher in Mayapur. He asked the question about that Srila Prabhupada have mentioned about, he have the Nectar of Devotion, some book, about talking about betel nut or something like that. And he bring the books and I said, please read it, what it says. And when he read in front of me 3 times, and he said, yes, I understand wrong. I didn't read. I understand that what I'm saying is absolutely right, and Srila Prabhupada have same, I have same understanding what he have explained. And then he repeat the devotees and he understand, yes, it is the same meaning. But sometime there is some variation. So any quote, I will be really grateful to, because it's give me more help also to understand Srila Prabhupada. And because he is to understand his life is a research work for the scholars. You know, we have done many researches for many sadhus those were. So his whole life is a research to work on his each action after his sannyas, you know, with this work of it. What was the question? After taking milk, one have to must pass his tooth? I mean, it's a situation, like when somebody drink milk and pass his tooth. After eating, that is a sickness condition. Avoid the cause of the problem, and then wait for 1 month. If your problem is short out, then does not need any recommendation. If problem is not short out, then recommendation is required. Avoid the cause for 1 month. Avoid the cause of 1 month. If your problem goes out, then no problem. If it still remains, then need to go to the physician. You understand what I'm saying? I agree. I understand. If you have already practiced, avoiding the cause, or if it is not possible due to the habit to reduce the cause. That you mean? If due to the habit, it's not possible to reduce the cause, then I might be missing the question properly. How to answer? After passing his stool to take the shower is good. Never. No. I never say that after passing his stool, if you are taking shower, it reduces your digestive fire. Never. I say after eating should not use the shower. That is a sickness condition. First you have to correct that you have to change that habit. If a stool comes after the eating, then first you need to make your stool regulated. When your stool is regulated, then you do not need to take shower. Might be I not understand. In the sick, yeah. No. That's why I think it's a sick condition. It have to go under the guideline of physician. It should not be treated as a healthy person. That will be Mataji's symptomatical health. And I am treating the problem permanently, not the symptomatically. I can tell you many things symptomatically to help, but health is not symptom. Health is a nature of state. Health is a nature. Health is a state of a natural nature. So that is fundamental difference. Yes. Not on healthy condition, in sick condition. Not in healthy condition, curcuma is needed. If you have some sick condition, it is recommended as a medicine. There's a many problems for which we recommend the kurkuma with milk or with water or with honey or with medicine. That's it. I have very clear aspects. Healthy status. I am explaining the program for healthy status. There might be many sickness conditions which the people practice. And other healthy people also start to practice just in prevention. That this disease should not come to me, so I start in the beginning. That's not right. Because you need to know what is the cause of problem. Why this guy get this problem, so he is using the kurkuma. So you first stop the cause of, rather than using the kurkuma. Because when you use excessively kurkuma, it might imbalance your other doshas. Yes. I have already recommended. I am not cutting any spices from your sabjis, vegetables and dals. But using any spices as with the medication, that's not right. Only three spices I have suggested with the milk, which is cardamom, ginger and black pepper. No problem. I do not have any problem with that, if you do not have any problem. First practice. And still you have dream. You are practicing all the healthy regimens which I have said to you. And just listen. And still if you have dream, you must need a consultation. You need the one consultation, empty stomach. Empty stomach, pulse diagnosis and one Ayurvedic consultation is needed in peaceful mood. Yes, Prabhuji. Amla is a balance, pitta balancing herb and good rejuvenating herb for pitta constitution. It have lots of vitamin C. It's a natural source of vitamin C, which balance, which helpful in calcium metabolism, as well as in skin rejuvenating and all body fire balancing. According to the climate, according to the season, if fruit is available, best is fruit. If fruit is not available, then dry fruit powder is useful. At this season, from October to January, the fresh fruit is available. That's work best rather than the powder. There is a millions use of amla. I have explained in general. I can tell you thousand and thousand use of amla. But we give 3 month lecture on amla. In when we used to study in class, 3 month, every day 2 hour class on amla for 3 months. Yeah, that's the Haritaki, Vibhitaki and Amalaki. These are the three rejuvenating herbs in Ayurveda which have used for all medicine. 90% medicine of Ayurvedic preparations have this Haritaki, Vibhitaki, Amalaki, one or two or three or all together. So it's have millions qualities of healing. Whatever. I know. How much quantity you use? If you do not have any problem, I do not have any problem. Good and bad is very difficult to answer who is good and who is bad. If it is working, sorry. It is a sulfur smell and it has excessive sulfur. Generally in the sattvic qualities, we not much recommend to use excessively this. But if you just using little bit, it's not make you rajasic or tamasic. Rock salt. Rock salt. Ekadasi salt. Ekadasi salt is not black salt. That is called Sandhav Lavan. Rock salt. Yeah, it comes from Himalayas. Sorry? Yeah, it's known as a Sandhav. It comes from the Sindh. I think I see my grandfather was using, my father is using, so I am using. Ekadasi we not use any other sal. I don't know why. I don't know either. The Ayurvedic logic answer is that it is light, it's very sattvic, is not that much salty as the other salts. That's only I can understand Ayurvedically. So for Ekadasi is okay. But if there is any spiritual reason behind it and have some Ekadasi katha on that, I don't know about it. Yes. After that, you go according to your ruchi, according to your taste, as much as you can enjoy. Yes, I think that's enough. You most welcome to come to Dhanvantari Dham. I will be always available for question and answer. You please, I will answer all the questions. You can bring 1,000,000 questions tomorrow. But the questions must relate with the individual and personal experiences. We can discuss and we can debate whole life and never be able to reach on a solution. I already have explained about this list. This is a photocopy of a book just to give some food list. That was just a course which have been repeated the material. I have never said that you should must need to know the vata quality, pitta quality, kapha quality of the food. I have never said this thing. I am always saying work on the taste. Taste is the representation of vata, pitta, kapha. Work on logic basis. Otherwise it's confusing. This list is confusing. I always confuse with these books of vata diet, pitta diet, kapha diet. That's why I start my class from five element theory. Otherwise, why should I need to waste your time to discuss all these things of the detail? I have presented everything best with my knowledge and experience logically. If you find somewhere unlogically, please you prove your logic. I will be happily accept. Because truth is one, it always be remained one. This list can be doubtful many times. By many people have asked many questions about it. And never have proper answer. So we close the class here. We will tomorrow continue.